Time for the announcement of this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, as I'm here in Wellman talking with Duncan McKenna Sr. on the Mid Prairie Wrestling team, as he now holds the record for the most wins on the mat in Mid Prairie Wrestling history at 155. This is McKenna's second Athlete of the Week honor, winning his first win last year's wrestling season, and McKenna joins us now as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Duncan, good to see you again, and wanted to ask first off what this record means to you.
It means a lot. Obviously, we've had some really good wrestlers come through here. Pyram Peter Schmidt was here my freshman year, helped me out a lot. Then we've had Heath Ropp, Adam Greiner, two-time state champ. Heath Ropp was a national champ for Wartburg. So we've had a lot of really good wrestlers come through here, and it feels good to be up there with those names.
Now, Zach Ewan was mentioning to me that your dad actually was in this wrestling room back in the 80s, and wanted to ask first what he thinks of your accomplishment and how he influenced you in the sport of wrestling.
Honestly, I think it might mean more to him than it does to me because, well, he got me into it. He's watched me. He probably remembers matches that I don't remember because I've been doing it for so long. So I know it means a lot to him and to the rest of my family because my uncles also came through here and they were a big part of this program too. They hold records all over the place. So yeah, it means a lot to him and to my family.
I'm learning that a lot of wrestlers get their start at a very young age, and it sounds like you were the same.
Yeah, I started wrestling, I guess, when I was about 3 years old. I just shots and things like that. I started competing when I was five, so there's not a time in my life that I don't remember wrestling. And so, yeah, I've been wrestling for a very long time.
Duncan McKenna, a senior on the Mid Prairie Wrestling team, is this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AMF and KCII. Now, in wrestling, there's multiple ways that you can get points. I wanted to ask what your favorite moves are to score.
For me, I just like to take them down, and really that's my main way of scoring points. That's the reason I'm so good in freestyle, is because I can score from my feet. I've been working on trying to get the takedown record too for both career and season this year. So I guess what I've been doing lately is taking them down, cutting them, letting them up, and just scoring a lot from my feet.
Duncan, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, talks a lot about their core values, quality, respect, dependability. When we chatted last, you mentioned respect as one of yours, and I think it's a great one to have in any sports arena. For you, how does respect of your opponent help you on the wrestling mat?
One of the quotes I remember most is one time I was at the state freestyle tournament, and I was having a lot of trouble with this one certain opponent, and Terry Brands talked to me. Well, I was fearing this guy too much. He said, "You need to respect your opponent, but never fear them. So respect what they can do, but never fear them." And that's been a big part in why I've been able to be successful from that point on. I think that was after my freshman year when that happened, and I feel like I've gotten a lot better since that time. So respect plays a huge role in wrestling, and I respect everyone I wrestle against because I know how hard it is, how hard we work in the room. I know they're doing the same thing, so I'm never not going to respect another wrestler, you know.
We're roughly halfway through your senior year. It's flying by at this point. Any plans that you have laid out for life after high school?
Not yet, not for sure. I applied to Iowa. I want to go be a computer engineer. I'm not really sure what's going to happen with wrestling yet. Still working that out, I guess. But for now, I'm going to be a computer engineer in college.
I have a couple fun questions before I let you go. If you could spend the afternoon with one person, living or dead, who would it be? And what's one question that you'd ask that person?
That's a rough one. Well, probably one of the Schultz brothers, probably Dave Schultz, because he was an Olympic champ in wrestling. And he had so much mindset techniques in wrestling that I feel like I could learn a lot from him. You know, I'd ask him about, you know, what he did to get ready for a match and see how that correlates with what I do. And yeah, probably if I had to pick one person, probably Dave Schultz.
If you could jump in a time machine and go back to any date or era in history, what would you go back and look at?
Probably go back to the team that Iowa had when Gable was coaching with the Brands brothers and Roy Salger, and back in those days, because that was a dominant team and fun to watch. I still watch their matches online and things like that, and I think that's the style I like to go for, and I think it would be fun to watch them actually compete you know, in real time.
Final question I have for you. What goals do you have for yourself, both academically and athletically, for the rest of this year?
Right now I have a 4.0, so I want to keep that going. And athletically, I mean, obviously I'd like to keep the streak going now that I have in wrestling. I'd like to stay undefeated and, well, I mentioned earlier, get the takedown records now. And I guess I'm going to be doing golf and most likely soccer, and I would like to try baseball too. Not quite sure about freestyle wrestling yet, but yeah, so just try and get as much as I can in.
A very busy young man is Duncan McCain, a senior on the Mid Prairie wrestling team. He is this week's Hedgehog of Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AMF and KCII. Duncan, great to see you again, and thank you so much for the time. This week's honorable mention athlete of the week also comes to us from the wrestling mat in Sigourney senior Noah Boonder. Undefeated in 23 matches this season, Boonder was able to claim first place at the Ottumwa Invitational over the weekend and did so by ultimate tiebreaker in the championship round. He was able to best Iowa City High's Jordan Buckland, who happens to be Class 3A's number 3 ranked wrestler, while Boonder is ranked 5th in Class 1A. Congratulations to Noah Boonder on a great performance over the weekend and being our honorable mention athlete of the week. And congratulations one more time going out to Duncan McCain of the Mid Prairie Golden Hawks for being this week's KCII Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. The KCII Athlete of the Week is presented by Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping of Wapello.